Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm delighted to have you with us today. Whether you are listening at home, on your way to work, in your car, during your morning walk, or wherever this message finds you, I pray that God's presence will surround you and His Word will bring fresh perspective, strength, and hope to your heart. Today's topic is Living with Eternal Perspective. Our Bible text is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 to 4, which says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Many years ago, renowned missionary Jim Elliot wrote words in his journal that have inspired generations of Christians around the world. He wrote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim Elliot later gave his life while serving as a missionary in Ecuador. His story was later shared through books, magazines, sermons, and documentaries worldwide. What made his life remarkable was not simply his sacrifice, but the perspective from which he lived. He understood that earthly possessions, achievements, and even life itself are temporary, but God's kingdom and eternal rewards last forever. That perspective changed how he made decisions, how he served, and how he endured hardship. And that raises an important question for us today. What perspective is driving your daily decisions? Are we living only for what we can see today, or are we living with eternity in view? One of the greatest challenges of modern life is that everything around us screams for immediate attention, immediate success, immediate gratification, immediate recognition, immediate results. But the Bible consistently calls believers to look beyond the temporary and focus on the eternal. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, Paul says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Think about that. Many of the things that consume our thoughts today may not matter 5 years from now. Some may not matter 1 year from now. Yet we often allow temporary circumstances to steal our peace, joy, and confidence in God. Living with eternal perspective means understanding that this world is not our final destination. It means remembering that our greatest treasure is not found in possessions, but in our relationship with God. It means recognizing that every act of kindness, every prayer, every sacrifice, every step of obedience carries eternal significance. Let me ask you, what are you investing most of your time, energy, and attention in right now? Is it building only an earthly portfolio, or are you also building eternal treasure? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 to 20, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." That doesn't mean we neglect our responsibilities here on earth. No, we work diligently. We pursue excellence. We care for our families, we build businesses, we develop our careers, but we do all these things with the understanding that God's purpose is greater than temporary success. When eternity is your perspective, success is no longer measured only by what you accumulate, but also by who you become in Christ and how faithfully you serve Him. Perhaps someone listening today is facing disappointment. Prayer has not yet been answered. A door has not yet opened. A dream seems delayed. Can I encourage you? God's plan is bigger than your current situation. Romans 8 verse 18 reminds us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." What you are experiencing today is only one chapter, not the entire story. The God who sees the end from the beginning is still working. Keep trusting Him. Keep obeying Him. Keep serving Him. Your labor in the Lord is never wasted. As 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58 declares, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Here's another question for you. If Jesus returned today, would your current priorities reflect what matters most to Him? That's a powerful question, because eternal perspective helps us realign our priorities. It reminds us to forgive quickly, to love deeply, to serve faithfully, to pray consistently, to invest in people, to pursue God's will above personal ambition. The truth is that people are eternal. Souls are eternal. God's kingdom is eternal. And every opportunity to impact lives for Christ carries everlasting value. Maybe you've been faithfully serving God and nobody seems to notice. Maybe you've been doing the right thing while others appear to be moving ahead. Don't be discouraged. God sees. God remembers. God rewards. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him. The applause of people may fade, but the approval of God lasts forever. Keep going. Your faithfulness matters. Your prayers matter. Your obedience matters. Your impact is greater than you realize. Today, I declare over your life, may God give you wisdom to focus on what truly matters. Every distraction assigned to pull you away from your divine purpose lose its hold over your life right now in Jesus' name. May your heart be anchored in God's eternal promises. May your vision expand beyond temporary circumstances. You will walk in purpose, clarity, and spiritual maturity. Your life will produce fruit that will remain for eternity. And may God strengthen you to finish your race with joy and faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and honestly ask yourself, what occupies most of my thoughts each day? Am I investing in things that have eternal value? If Christ returned today, would I be satisfied with the way I am living? What adjustments do I need to make to align my life more closely with God's priorities? Actions for the day. Identify one activity today that has eternal value. Could be spending intentional time in prayer, sharing God's love with someone, encouraging a discouraged person, forgiving someone who hurt you, reading and meditating on Scripture, supporting a ministry or kingdom assignment. Choose one and do it deliberately today. Beloved, living with eternal perspective changes everything. It changes how we handle success. It changes how we handle failure. It changes how we respond to challenges. It changes how we use our time. It changes how we treat people. When eternity becomes our focus, we begin to live differently, love differently, and serve differently. May God help us to live every day with our eyes fixed not merely on what is temporary, but on what is eternal. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this aloud with me. Today, I choose to live with eternal perspective. My heart is fixed on God's purpose for my life. I will not be distracted by temporary challenges or limited by present circumstances. I am focused, faithful, fruitful, and aligned with God's will. My labor in the Lord is not in vain. God's promises over my life will come to pass. I walk in wisdom, peace, purpose, and divine favor today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener that has joined us today. Lord, we ask that you help us to set our minds on things above and not merely on earthly things. Give us wisdom to live each day with eternity in view. Strengthen every listener facing challenges, uncertainties, or delays. Let your peace guard their hearts and minds. Open doors of favor, grant divine direction, and empower them to fulfill their purpose. May their lives bring glory to you and produce lasting fruit for your kingdom. We commit this day into your hands. Order our steps, protect us from harm, and let your goodness and mercy follow us throughout this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you to think differently, please share it with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. Someone you know may need this word today. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep walking by faith, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.